Thank you, Tom. Our sermon today is a shared message from Rowan and myself. I'll start. I'm so excited to be representing our congregation on the Bay Area Steering Committee of the Poor People's Campaign. The quote I just read from Reverend Dr. William Barber explains so much about the theology of social justice and the vision of the Poor People's Campaign. Reverend Barber is fully versed in the speeches of Dr. King, who preached, "True compassion is much more than flinging coins to a beggar. It comes to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring." As a matter of fact, Reverend Barber started the continuation of Dr. King's Poor People's Campaign on the exact same balcony in Memphis, Tennessee, where Dr. King was assassinated. Reverend Barber, in continuing the work of Dr. King, states, "We got to build a movement, and that's exactly what the Poor People's Campaign is doing with their More Tour, M-O-R-E. M stands for motivate, O for organize, R for register, and E for educate. There have been large gatherings in 20 states on this More Tour with speakers by impacted people as well as ministers to build a progressive movement. We in the Poor People's Campaign are not lost on the pageantry and the horse race of elections." Dr. Barber and his co-founder, Reverend Dr. Liz Theo Harris, are much more deeper, have a much deeper and broader sense about a movement than elections. We in the Poor People's Campaign have principles and demands, which are listed in a detailed way on the Poor People's Campaign website. So the Poor People's Campaign is in total alignment with our Unitarian Universalist principles and sources. Since shelter in place, I've participated in 3 car caravans for workers' rights, in solidarity with Union SEIU to get critical equipment to healthcare workers, and also for workers on May Day at the Port of Oakland and housing rights here in San Francisco. I also spoke at a press conference in front of City Hall here in San Francisco to pressure Mayor Breed to house the unhoused in hotel rooms that the Board of Supervisors unanimously approved. Now, Reverend Rowan will preach on her social justice work during shelter in place, and she'll tell you of the several important upcoming events of the Poor People's Campaign. Reverend Rowan.
Thank you, Reverend Tom. So the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is a fusion movement, an intersectional movement that cares about ending the interlocking evils of systemic racism, poverty, militarism, and the war economy, ecological devastation, and the distorted moral narrative of religious nationalism. The Modern Poor People's Campaign has spent the last 3 years growing the campaign to be a movement of marches, one that lobbies, that does civil disobedience, and that does bus tours all over the country, like the Moore Tour that Reverend Tom just mentioned, where they speak to the poor and low wealth people of America. And by talking to those affected and helping them amplify their voices, the message has been refined and brought all across the country. The campaign has also done and hired done research, because facts are important. We created a moral budget, which we presented last year to the Congressional Budget Committee at the Poor People's Campaign Congress in Washington last June. And we're all of this was leading up for the plan for a mass poor people's assembly and moral march on Washington for June 20, 2020. And then COVID-19 hit, and it became clear that bringing people together in person wasn't going to happen. But the problems haven't gone away. Today, we confront another economic collapse and a vicious pandemic. In the last 3 months, we've witnessed the accelerated redistribution of wealth from the poor to the richest. Tens of millions of people are without paid sick leave, sustained financial support, health care, and housing protections, and more. These millions are now lining up between the 140 million who are already poor or one emergency away from poverty. The campaign truly believes that in this moment of widening poverty and inequality, the leadership we desperately need will not come from the rich, from corporations, or from nonprofit models that provide triage but do not demand change. If we are to build a nation that cares for all people, it will be through the leadership of hundreds of thousands of politicized poor people and mass organizations of the poor. It will be because leaders who recognize the only way to break free of the bitter cycle of simply surviving is through a broad movement of the poor and dispossessed. So all this prior work that we had been doing in person resulted in the creation of state coordinating committees in 45 states and a coalition that has grown to include 16 religious denominations and other faith bodies, labor unions, civil and human rights organizations, environmental justice organizations, fraternal organizations, and other partners. I got involved with the Poor People's Campaign quite some time ago because I'm part of the steering committee for the San Jose Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and WILF is one of the national partners. So all of this in-person stuff, how are we going to organize now? And that's what we're going to talk about. The campaign is working to mobilize those states, the 45 coordinating committees and all those organizations, now to participate on online actions. The current 22 state MORE tour, which Reverend Tom mentioned, mobilizing, organizing, registering, and educating national tour, was kicked off last June and was planned to go through May of this year. I think our wonderful tour and stop in San Francisco in December was probably one of the last live tours. When the pandemic hit, four states had their tour stops canceled, but soon the campaign took to Facebook Live, to YouTube Live, and to Zoom. Local problems were highlighted in virtual tour stops with local testifiers and local leaders in the remaining states on the tour. Recordings of the Facebook Live feeds are available on the National Poor People's Campaign Facebook page, and a lot of stuff on our YouTube channel as well. In response to the pandemic, the campaign created a MoveOn.org petition named Poverty, a Mixed Pandemic, a Moral Response to COVID-19. Over 75,000 people have signed, and we're still soliciting signatures, hoping to get to 100,000. So please consider signing it if that appeals to you. In addition to continuing the tour, all kinds of social media organizing have begun to take place. The campaign enlisted graphic artists and musicians to create movement artworks and works of theomusicology. We have created a series of opportunities for people to share our message with cool graphics and songs. We have playlists on YouTube with different artists or groups singing Everybody's Got a Right to Live and Somebody's Hurting My Brother, which you heard from Virginia at the beginning of this. And there's an in-progress documentary about the campaign called We Cried Power by filmmaker Dora Kell, which is being shown all over the nation as a fundraiser and to educate people about the campaign. State coordinating committees have solicited their members to participate in calls for selfies with signs and slogans, with a slogan changing every few weeks. States and partner organizations also solicited members to take pictures with signs with individual letters of the slogan, Everybody's Got a Right to Live. And the photos were combined into EGARLTL posters, Everybody's Got a Right to Live, used in a variety of ways. Getting individuals involved and excited is crucial in spreading the word. And along with advertising for June 20, 2020, there are actions like Stay in Place, Stay Alive, Organize, and Don't Believe the Lies campaign to raise a moral cry for non-cooperation with the dangerous and reckless policies to ease social distancing restrictions and reopen the economy instead of providing real relief. This campaign included letters for each governor in the country and calls to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. People all over the country also created Stay Alive selfies with the slogan. And these actions, sending letters, making calls, and taking selfies are still available on the National Poor People's Campaign website, should you wish to participate. The campaign sports a Friday Zoom call every week where leaders talk about social media organizing and 100 to 200 participants do a different action together each week. There are also weekly phone bank trainings and phone bank events as we contact our supporters around the country to update them on the campaign. We're currently using a Cultural Days of Action digital toolkit to further amplify our messaging. This toolkit offers links to artwork, including picture frames for Facebook, Twitter, etc. It gives sample language for posts and email and on various social media. It offers links to relevant articles and campaign videos, and it provides printable posters to put in your window. So there are lots of ways to get involved in the campaign. Tomorrow, Monday, June 9th, the campaign is calling for a Moral Monday National Day of Fasting, Fasting and Focus, which will culminate at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. our time, when we're asking people to stop where they are for 8 minutes and 46 seconds in silence in honor of the time George Floyd had the literal knee of the state on his neck. We will be live streaming a litany along with a call for silence. Please see the PPC Facebook page or webpage rather for the litany links and more information. So going from in-person organizing to digital organizing is possible. How do you organize online, have a compelling message, enlist affected people to tell their truth and become movement leaders, create opportunities for wide participation over time, make it easy for people to participate? Will this digital march be as impactful as a million people marching on Washington? Only if we organize, get the word out, get the press to cover it, and get the politicians to listen. There may be local actions, such as the car caravans Reverend Tom mentioned, and he can keep you up to date on that since I'm not in the East Bay and don't know what's happening up by you. So thanks for listening. In the campaign, we say, forward together, and folks respond, not one step back. So will you chant with me? Forward together.
Not one step back.
Forward together.
Not one step back.
Forward together.
One step back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Rowan, for providing all these resources and the wonderful work that you're doing and speaking so eloquently this morning.